Yun Holnaf Tezayin Amar Aleph. In the middle of a shallow is the Machlokes of Yehuda ben Lakish and the Rabbonin, if they had two orins, or they only had one orin in the Midbar. So last Mar brought a riot to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, said, Kroah Mesal Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Horin v Yisrael v Yehuda, Yoshvim Basukais, they were sitting in Sukkos. Kratimar Akasha of Aloy Orin Bitsin Hoya, I the orin was in Tzion at that time. So Kurt Smashma, there are two different orins. One was in Sukkos and one was in Tzion. If the Gemara, my Abdullah Rabbonin, what are the Rabbonin? They say, no, there was only one Oren at that time. What do they do with this Pasuk? If the Gemara, Tzach, Shukikurai, Shadayin, Lodivna, Beis Abkhira. That it says the Oren was in Sukkos doesn't mean it was a Shem Mokim in the place called Sukkos. Just means the Oren, wherever it was, like only in a Tzach, like in a Sukkah. Because Kozman didn't have the Beis Abkhira, the Beis Amigdash, so it was always called in a Tzach. But not that there was a Shem with a place. So really, there's only one Oren, and the Oren was in Tzion. Just the reason why it's called the sukkah is because it was in a mock, it looked like a sukkah. Kozman didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. More, Misha Nignaz Oren, before we had the Oren was Nignaz, after the Bais Rishon it was hidden, Yishayo hid it, is Nignaz Imoit Tzantzenes Hamon, it was also hidden at that time, the Tzantzenes Hamon, that it was an Indian to put it away the Durist. He said, the Chsib Barna, Sheivodach HaShem HaKsib HaTzantzenes Hamon, V'sein Shom HaMalai HaOymer. The Aleph Shoma Shoma Gzereshova. Just like the Oren was hidden, who had in this Tzantzenes Shomon, this jar full of mon that Moshe Rabbeinu put away, that was also hidden. Utzluchas Shemen Hamishcha. Who had in they also hid one sluchas, one jar full of the Shemen Hamishcha, the special Shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu had that he anointed the Big Day Kuna, the Kohen Gadol, we'll soon see all the Mishcha, the Kelim of the Mishcha also. Akoloi Shel Aaron, Aaron's Makil was also hidden. O Prochov Shkedev, that the blossom and Shkedev came out on it, all that was hidden. The Argoi Sheshivo Plishtim Oshim Alakei Yisrael. And when the Plishtim sent back the Oren, they wanted a kapora. They felt they did something bad, they stole it from the Klai Yisrael. When they sent it back, that Oren was also hidden. So the Mor Migonzo, who hid all these things? Yishayo Gonzo. Yishayo Amelach, he was the one that hid them all. And the Psukim to mash all these things while the Duris for always, therefore they were hidden. So the Mar Kivan Shiro, since Yishayo saw Shekosta says in the Pasuk in Devarim that Yerlach Hashem Oischom V'yes Malkechom Asher Tokim Olechom El Goya Shelo Yodata Atavar V'secho, is he saw that what is come out of time they'll be in Golis, Klai will have to go into Golis, is and like Korneh says V'doyek Shem Yigla, he was afraid maybe they'll go into Golis and he was afraid they're going to take along the Yeronosim to Golis. Is Omat V'gonzo, therefore today it shouldn't go into Golis. The Oren, he hid it. After the Bayis Rishon, he hid the Oren. Hodhu Dixiv, here it says in the posting of Divrei Yomim, Vayomel Aleviyim Hamevinim, Olucho Yisrael HaKadoshim LaShem, Tenu Es Aron HaKadosh, Ba'Bayis, Ashebon HaShloimoy Ben David HaMelech Yisrael. It says, Ein Lochem Maso Ba'Kosif, you won't have to carry, you won't be able to carry it. His Omelahem Yishayo said, Im goylehu imochim lebovim, if this Oren will be taken into Bovim, will be taken into Golis, einatem achziru noisei, you won't be able to bring it back. That's what's Masha from this postage. Therefore, he didn't want the Oren to go into Golis. Therefore, he hid the Oren before it went into Golis. Einatem achziru noisei oidlem koimoi, you won't be able to bring it back to your mokim. So Korbneda says, Tupshotim, says one, he says, Shein mitzvahs bakosef, yisor nuheges balavim oz. Is at that time in Golis, you won't have the mitzvah Levium to be able to carry it. So they won't be able to carry the Oren back. The Yoid, another pshat, he says, is Shemi Yischalol, Kedushas Oren, Viridos Lebovil. If they would have taken the Oren into Bovil, the Kedusha would go off and you couldn't use it again. So today it shouldn't be in the Schalol, Yishayo hid the Oren. Elo, what does the Pasuk say? Ivdu Ato Ivdu As Hashem Alokechem, the ace Amo Yisrael. It's right now, Kozeman, you have the Bayis Rishon, you have the Oren, use it right now. But afterwards, Yishayo hid it, they didn't have the Oren in the Bayis Sheni. But Pitum Shemen HaMishcha. This goes back to before, also said another thing that Yishayo hid, he also hid the Shem Asluchis Shemen HaMishcha. He hid the Shemen HaMishcha. Now what was the meaning of the Shemen HaMishcha? Pasuk says, V'yata k'chu l'cho, kach l'cho. Yevikido chomesh meyos shein elef v'chomesh meyos monim. Altogether, it was 1,500 monim. Even though the posik is mashmit says one was 500, the other one was 500. Then it says two were 250. It says chiddushes. the kidmoin besem, a kidmoin besem, kol echo lahoyam el reish nun. Each one only had 250 mona. In other words, that's how you get only 1,500. It says the first pasuk, it says 500.
What's that? Yeah,
the pasuk says, V'yata kachlecha b'sam roish modoror chamesh mayas. 500 of modoror. V'kidmoin besem achatzisa, half of it is chamishim ha-mesoyim, 250. K'nei voisem is also chamishim ha-mesoyim, 250. Then v'kido chamesh mayas b'shekel ha-kodesh. The kid is also 500. So you have 500 akidah, you have 500 of modoror, and then you have two of 250s. Now the pasuk says machatzis so you half. So some of first one half means 250 was only half of what you had to bring, but you had to bring 500 of both of them. Then there would have been 2,000. So the chiddush is no. All you have is just 250 of the kinmain vesim and 250 of the kinei voisim. That's all you have. And machatzis so just means you bring it and divide it into half. But altogether, it was only 1,500. Hey, Shein Elef v'chomish meyas monim. Only 1,500. Shemen zayis. How did they make the shemen amishcha? Was made from shemen zayis hin. How much is the hin? Shnei mosalug. All there was just 12 lugim. That's made up the hin. Sheboi shokin esikrin. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holding these 12 lugim of shemen. They used to soak the ikrim, the roots of the b'samim. Or these different type of some smelling things to make the shemen amishcha, to use to soak the roots in the shemen itself. Rabbi Yehud, even though there were a lot of samim, he held you put it, soak them all, the roots all soaked into the shemen. That's how you got the shemen amishcha. Rabbi Yehud, no. Sholken hoye b'mayim. First thing, you used to take all the roots and cook them up in water. Today that metchila, they should be sapped up from water. Because if you put them right away into the shemen, there wouldn't be enough shemen for all of them. They'll use up so much shemen right away, there won't be anything left. So first he did was cook them up in water. Then after they were soaked up in water, then v'noisein shemen agabeim. Then they put the shemen on top of them. And mishoyer kerlat es reich. As soon as the reich from the psalmim went into the shemen, hoyim aviroi. Right away they would take away the shemen in order to make sure you have as much shemen as possible. Like if you're going to soak it into the shemen first, so a lot of the shemen will be soaked up into the roots of the psalmim, and you won't have so much shemen left over. So therefore, first soak them in water, cook them up there. And then when the smell of the b'som is coming out, now pour the shemen over it. And as soon as the b'somin, the smell goes into the shemen, right away take it away. Yeah. These gemaras right here. Shapitmin oisin. That's the kederach shapitmin oisin. That's the way they used to make the shemen. That's the way they used to make the shemen hamishka. Yeah. Hodu the siv, here the pasuk says, Shemen Mishchas Kredish. At the end, we're going to dash him why he brings down this pasuk. Pasuk says, by Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen Mikdash Kredish. Is Tanya Reb Yehuda, Be Reb Yiloi, Shemen HaMishcha, Shosa Moshe by Midbar, the Shemen HaMishcha, the special Shemen, this oil that Moshe made in the Midbar, that he had all the psalmim soaking in it, is Maisa Nisim Nasa Boy Metchilu B'yatsoy. From the beginning of making it till the end, to say that there were Nisim with the Shemen HaMishcha. Like we just said, we started out with just 12 lugim of shemen. Shenema shemen zayis hin. And the hin is 12 lugim. That's all the shemen they had for the shemen amishka was only 12 lugim. Now, im losach boyes ikrin. You have to soak the ikrin, just the roots of all the psamim. Lohoye boy sofik. It wouldn't have been enough. For this small amount of shemen wouldn't have been enough for all the ikrin. That you have to soak it. You have to soak it in. Alachas kamavakama for sure, sha'or voleya, when you cook it up, the fire dissolves some of the oil, so you ate sim voleyim, and the ikrim now, also a voleya, some of the shemen goes into the ikrim, for yayura balas, when you cook it into the pot also saps in some of the shemen, goes into the pot. So how much was left? Less than 12 lugim. When he got finished making it, there was less than 12 lugim left over. Now 12 lugim, what do you have to do with this? Umimeno nimshecho hamishkan. They were moishech. They poured the shemen over the whole mishkan, the whole kalev, and all the kalev of the mishkan. Hashulchan, the whole kalev. Hamenoira, the whole kileho. The menoira and the shulchan, all the kalev of it. Umimeno nimshecho Aaron kohen gadol ubonov kol shiva shemayam luim. All 7 days of the meluim, they put the shemen on Aaron and ubonov. Umimeno nimshecho kahanim gedolim. She said that whenever there was a new kohen gadol, he had to have mishicha from the shemen and mishka. Malachim, and the Malachim also had to have from the Shemen HaMishcha. Now, Melech Betchila Toy Meshicha. The first time you point the king, he has to have Shemen HaMishcha. You have to put the Shemen on top of the king. Melech ben Melech, let's say this, when a king is mace, his son takes over. When the son of a king takes over, then ain't toin Mashiach. His son does not have to have Mashiach. It was enough that they made Mashiach on the father, on the father. My time, where's the right, where's the pasuk for this? It says in Shmuel, Ku Mishochehu, Ki Zehu. It says what? That he went to be Moshech Dovid HaMelech. It says, Moshechehu Ki Zehu. This is the king. He's the one worthy to be the king. Zeh Toin Mashiach, V'yein B'nai Toin Mashiach. That's the deal. Only Dovid, the father, needed Mashiach. Mashiach, when they made Shlomo HaMelech king, he did not have to have Mashiach. Ein B'nai Toin Mashiach. Yeah. Avo Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Afilo Ad Asara Doiris Toin Mashiach. Mashiach, in the Kohen Gadol, when he first becomes a Kohen Gadol, he also needs a Shem and a Mishkan. So even though the son takes over from the father, still a Kohen Gadol always needs a Shem and a Mishkan. Afilo the Ben of a Kohen Gadol, when he takes over, Afilo Ad Asara Doiris is Toin Mashiach. So all these people use the Shem and a Mishkan. V'kula Kain Lasid Lavoi, and there'll still even be some left over Lasid Lavoi. Hahud Taima, this is what the Pasuk says. Sheman Mishchas Kurdish Yez Delilo Derasechim. Therefore, this Sheman and Mishcha will be the Derasechim for the Deras Lost Lovey. So, kids, there was plenty of Mice and Nisan from beginning till the end that there should be so much Sheman to be left over and to use it so much. And even though we start out with only Yud Bey's Lugim of Sheman, it's a tremendous net. They used it and didn't get used up. Now, we just learned what? Ein Moishkin Hamalochim. When you make a new king, you're supposed to be put the Shem and Amishka on him, as they did by David HaMelech, and it was only done Agabi Mayim, supposed to be near a well. Shinema the Pasuk says, Asheli, that David HaMelech said, take my son Shlomo HaMelech, bring him down to Gichon, and make him a Shecher over there. We'll soon see, even though we learned before that a melech, ben melech, does need Mashiach, and here it says that by Shlomo HaMelech they made a Mashiach, so we'll soon see why. Even though Shlomo was David HaMelech's son, we'll soon see why Shlomo also needed Mashiach. But HaKopon said, they were Moshech him where? El Gichon, O Moshech Hoy Seshom, O Moshech Hoy Seshom, Tzodr Kakoin, V'nosna Novi L'melech HaYisrael. So you see what they did by the Gichon, by the Mayin, and it says the reason is, so it's a simin she'tim shaykh machusoy, the simna milsi. It's a simin, just like a well, to say that gives out water, who are then your kingdom should be Moshe, should go on and on and on. That's why we're first Moshe Chamelech by your mayim. As Gichon the Kovner says, mayim kotin, somachu yushalayim. V'loizel Gichon agodol yetzim igan Eden. Now, before we had a Moshe Melech ben Melech. Normal, a king, when he dies, his son takes over, the son does not have to have Mashiach. If the father had Mashiach, the son does need it. Ela mifnei ha-machlekes. But in the case where the machlekes, whether the son should take over or not, there are other people that want to take over, then we say even the son needs a Mashiach also. That was by Shlomo HaMelech, that's why Shlomo also needed a Mashiach. How come by Shlomo they had to make a new Mashiach, i.e. his father David already had Mashiach? Because there was a Machlokes there, the Neyo wanted to take over the kingdom, he thought he was going to be the king, so even though they gave it to Shlomo, but whenever there's a Machlokes, then he needs this Mashiach. He said, when this Shalom there's no fighting, then when the son takes over, it's like a Yerusha. For a boy Mashiach, he doesn't have to have a Mashiach. Avol yikam machlekes lab Yerusha yiboy Mashiach betchila. But when there's a machlekes, a fight, who should take over the kingdom, and then they decide to give it to one, he needs a Mashiach. That's not considered like Yerusha, he has to have a Mashiach. Yoyish, how come by the Melech Yoyish, he also had a Mashiach? Mifnei Asliyo. Because there was a machlekes over there, but Asliyo wanted it. So they appointed Yoyish, he had to have Mashiach. Yoyochis, how can he have a Mashiach? Mifnei Yoyokim Ochiv. Shergodim Imenu Beishonim. Because Yoyokim was 2 years older, and he wanted the Melucha, and they gave it to Yoyochis. That's why they had to make a Mashiach by Yoyochis. Yehu, why did Yehu have to have a Mashiach? Mifnei Yoyim. Because the Machlek is between Yorim, he wanted the Melucha, so they gave it over to Yehu, he had to have a Mashiach. For the Gemara, Loi Keng Siv, the Pasuk is not like that. That what? The Kornet learns the Kasher is, We don't have to have a reason. Because he was a Melech Yisrael. And the klal is that Melech Yisrael never has Mashiach. It's only by Malchus Beis Yehuda that is Mashiach, not by Malchus Yisrael. So anyway, he didn't have to have a Mashiach here. His like King Sid, doesn't the Pasuk say, Kum Moshcheyo Ki Zehu, Zeh Toi Mashiach. Only he needs Mashiach, by David HaMelech. V'yein Malchus Yisrael Tuna Mashiach. So Malchus Yisrael does not need Mashiach. So Ella, don't be gorist Yehu Mufnei Yorim, Ella Yoyochiz Mufnei Yoyokim, Ochiv, Shoi Godim Emenu Shtei Shonim. That's what it means to say. That Yoyachis, he had to have a Mashiach because of his older brother Yoyachim, who's the Machlekes. Who should take over the Malchus? So whenever we have a Machlekes, then we have to have a Mashiach. Yeah. Like he says, Eli Yoyachis means Kleimer. Sami Mikan Yeyo. Take out Yoyim of Neyorim, Vetoni Yoyachis of Neyoyachim. Like we learned before. Fred the Gemara, V'lo Yashio Gonzo. How could you say what his son? They made a Mashiach, Yishio made a Gneza ready. Like the Kashrut Parach, V'lo Yashio Gonzo, L'shem, and we learned before that Yishayo HaMelech, he hid the Shem and HaMishka, because they mean Liel. V'yachiz v'yachim b'nei Yishayo hoya. Now Yachiz and Yachim, those were the two sons of Yishayo. V'yach karmat Yachiz nimshach Shem and HaMishka. How could you say his son, when he became the Melech? They used the Shem and HaMishka on him. I, his father, Yishayo, hid the Shem and HaMishka ready. So it wasn't around Mashiach's son. So how could they make the Mashiach? And the Gemara, the Omrach, here we see, we can say, V'yafarsimin nimshach. Slav Davka, they used the Shem and HaMishka to say them. There came a time after Yishayo HaMelech hid the Shem and HaMishka, then they used to use a nice smelling, something that smelled very nicely. They could use that also. Afasu means something that smells a nice smelling oil. They could use that also. Izay Samarish, Yachiz B'Shem and HaFarsimin nimshach. V'lay B'Shem and HaMishka. They didn't use the Shem and HaMishka. They used any good spice, any good smelling oil, you could also use to be Mashiach HaMelech. When you moishchach a king, it's supposed to be done from a keren, from a horn. You're supposed to pour the shemen on top of him. Shol v'yehu nimshchu min apach. By shol and yer, they didn't use a keren. They only use a pach, a regular jar. His hoyse the malchusa and malchus severus. The malchus didn't stay too long. Any time it was pushed, when they went, it was pushed somebody else to go over. Ma'ashen kein David u'shloimoi is nimshchu min akeren. When they became a melech, it was from a keren. Their Malchus stood. So the Ikka Malchus is supposed to be done with a Keren. Yeah. First, you're not supposed to make a Kohen for a Melech. Kohanim can't become Melochim. Omer Rabbi Yudah, the name of a place, that's his name. Al Shem, what's the Raya? The Postik says, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yudah. They don't take away Malchus from Yehuda. And Kohanim came from Shevet Levi, so Shevet Levi doesn't belong to be Malachim. Malachim has to only be from Shevet Yehuda. Om Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Pasuk says, Leman Yaruch Yomim Amamlachtoi, Hu Ubonav, Bekerev Yisrael, Maik Sivbasa, what does the Pasuk say right after this? Lo Yiyo Kohanim Malavim. So I'm going to say, Lo Yiyo Kohanim Lechelet Yimohim. But Kobaram Pasuk says, right after Malachim, Lo Yiyo Kohanim Malavim. Hey, so Kohanim and Levi, they should not be Malachim. They can't be kings. That's his Roshim. That you don't make a melech to be, you don't make a kohen to be a king. Like he said, the Korban Eidah. Ein moishchen kahana melechim, v'yafal pi shein ezar reitz al shem and mishcha, even though they had already the shem and mishcha, to aksiv, do akfar nimshach, ishinasa kohen godl, when a kohen becomes a kohen godl, they put on him the shem and mishcha, hafidolach yein moishchen noiselam lucha, kemalcha yisrael, the moishchen mele malcha bizdavid. Still, there's no mishicha on him. I know some him smash it just means you don't use the Shemana Mishka. Could make him for a king. It's just mashka when you want to make a king or crane into a king, you don't use Mashiach, that's all. That's Pshan the Gemara. Ain Moshkin Kahanim Malachim. When you make a coin for a melech, you don't use Mashiach, that's all it means to say. Because he's learning they could become Malachim. Just that you don't use the Mashiach for them. Right. Weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hu Yochanan, hu Yoyachas. It was the same person. Yochanan and Yoyachas was the same person. So Korban Eidah says, this goes on, B'divrei Hayomim Ksiv. B'nei Yishayo HaBchor Yechnin. Yishayo's oldest son was Yechnin. Hasheni Yoyokim, the second was Yoyokim. Hashlishi Tzikiyo, Harvi Yisholim. Yeah. So now the Gemara is saying, V'yechin hu Yoyochis. Yechnin is the same person as Yoyochis. The Yoyokim Tzikiyo Matzino Shemochul Achi Yoyochis. Shemin the Yoyochis hu Yechnin. Yoyochis and Yechnin are the same person. Hey, tu Yechnin hu Yoyochis. For I will see, but Pasuk says, HaBechor Yechnin. It says he was the Bechor. And before it says that, Uliel Arminu Sher Yoyokim Godum Yoyochis. Before it says Yoyokim was older than Yoyochis. Because she was 2 years older. So you're telling me now that Yoychanon is Yoyochis. So how does the Pasuk say he's the Bechor? He had an older brother. Yoyokim was the older brother. Now the Gemara, Bechor Lamauchis. Enechnami doesn't mean he was the Bechor, the first one born. It just means he was the first one to be the Melech. Had Yoychanon Yoyochis, he was the king before his older brother Yoyokim was the king. Amar Rabbi Yoychanon, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo? Shalom and Tzidkiyo were the same person. I will accept the Pasuk says, Hagimu Tzidkiyo for Avi Shalom. Mashma, two different people. The third son was Tzidkiyo, the fourth son was Shalom. And the Gemara, Gimu Latoidus, he was the third one born, of Adalad Lamalchus. He was the fourth one to be a king though. Benacham is the same person though. Shalom and Tzidkiyo is both the same person. Like it says, Revi Lamalchus, Shemolach Yoyochis, V'yachriv Yoyokim, V'yachriv Yechanyo, V'noi, V'yachriv Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo was the fourth one to be the king. That's why it's called him fourth. But really, Tzidkiyo and Shalom were the same person. The Mara Tzidkiyo, why was it called Tzidkiyo? She Tzidik Olav Midas Adin. Because he was mekabel upon himself the din. Like it says, what the Nebuchadnezzar, Es Adin V'yom Aloy Yatzik Olav Es Adin. And Nebuchadnezzar told him, be careful, if you're going to go kineged me, you're going to get a big oinish, you're going to get a big punishment. So he was mekabel upon himself the punishment. He was Tzidik Olav Midas Adin. That's why it's called Tzidkiyo. Shalom, why is he called Shalom? She B'yom Av Shalom Malchus Beis David. At his times, it ended the Malchus Beis David. Shalom Malchus Beis David. That was the end of Malchus Beis David. That's why it's called Shalom. Resh Lakish Amar Loi Shalom Hu Shemai. His name wasn't Shalom. Loi Tzidkiyo Havi Shemai. His name wasn't Tzidkiyo either. Ela Misanyohu. His name was Misanyo. What? Mitanyo. Hodhu Dixi, the Pasuk says, Vayomes Melech Bovel, Es Mitanyo Doidoi, Tachto, Vayisev Eshmoi Tzidkiyo. So his name was Mitanyo, that was his name. The Ostam, they called him Tzidkiyo and Shalom because of these things. Because he was at Tzidik Olav Asadin, and Shalom Malchus Beis David. But his real name was Mitanyo, that was his name. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the Amo Shel Shisha Tfochim Hoyu Oren Osi. When they made the Oren for the Mishkan, for the Beis Hamikdash, the Oren was made out of six Tfochim. Hey, the Amo of the Oren was six Tfochim long. Mantan, who learns like this, that the Amo Shashisha Tfochim, Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, because it's a Machlokes. The Tanan we learned, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kola Amois Hoya Babenonis. All the Amos in the Mishkan, whether for building the Mishkan, the Binyan itself, or for making the Kalim, they're all Benonis, which means six Tfochim. Each Amma had six Tfachim to it. That's from Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Amos HaBinyin Shisha. The Ammas that they used for building, the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, was made from six Tfachim in Amma. Shokalim, when they went to make the Kalim, the Oren or the Shulchan, Chamisha. It was only, an Amma was made from five Tfachim. That's all. Ross says, now, Daita the Ramei, according to Ramei, that he learns, the Ammas of the Oren was made from six Tfachim. Do Omar, like he would say, the Amma shall tfof tfokim hoy oranosi. The Oren was made, each Amma was six tfokim. Now, Orkor shall Oren. How long was the Oren? Tesvof tfokim. 15 tfokim. This is because the Pasuk says, Amosayim v'cheitzi Orkoi. 2.5 Ammas was the length of the Oren. Amto Ashisha, one Amma is six tfokim. V'yamto Ashisha, the second arm is also six tvachim. Opalgus amto telosa, and half of an arm is three. So six, six, and three is 15. Now v'arba luchos hoyuboy, they had four luchos they put inside the urn. Shnayim shleimim, two a hole, the second two luchos. Or shnayim shavurim, the first luchos that were broken were also put into the urn. The pasuk says asher shibarto v'samtam biurn. We dash in Asher Shibarta that you're supposed to put into the urn. Kasher shibatim yusir lalamdecho shaf hashvuris yosim biyurin v'choluach rochav shloisha. And each ruach, each luach was three tefachim wide. So it says what? Both luchos were put into the urn. The second luchos and the first luchos. The broken ones were also put in there. Now, how luchos, what were the dimensions? How big were the luchos? Hoyekol echot v'echot orkoi vav tvachim. It was six tvachim long. Roch boy, so our gears we have is shisha. All the mafarshim learned shloisha. The karbneidim learned you should be gerish shloisha. Each one was only three tvachim wide. Real, the Tosis in Melachos also learns like that it was three tvachim wide. Now, betain orko shel luchais liorko shel orin. Put the length of the luchais, the length of the orin, is nishtai risham shloisha tvachim. You have, well, it depends how you gurus here. Really, it should be some learn orko shel luchais lerochpon shel orin, it should be. Or some say, okay, you take the rochpon of the luchais, really, some gurus say, you take the rochpon of the luchais, kenega the orich. Now, the rochpon was saying, now, let's be gurus three. So three tefachim, the luchas were, each one was six tefachim long and three tefachim wide. Now put the width along the length of the urn. So you have four of them, one, two, three, four. Four times three is 12. So it's 12 tefachim long, and you're left over yet with what? With three tefachim left over. Because we said the urn was 15 tefachim long. So the length of the luchas, four times three is 12. So nishtayir sham shloisha tefachim. You have three tefachim left over. What do we do with the leftover three tefachim? Is according to Rabbi Yochanan in Shita, according to Rameya, tein mehem chatzi tevach lechol kaitel, because that we measured the urn was 15 tefachim long. That's from the outside of the urn. Now putting inside the urn is a little bit less inside, because you have to have a chatzi tevach for one side of the wall and a chatzi tevach on the other side of the wall. So nishtayir shnei tefachim. How much was left over from the length of the urn? There's inside but coming out, now real is only 14 amis. And he used up to a 14 tefachim. He used up 12 tefachim with the four luchas. Each one was three tefachim wide. So you have 12, another two. You have two left over. What do we do with these last two tefachim? Shnei tefachim is sefer Torah. The Moshe Rabbeinu, sefer Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, that was also put into the urn. This is according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yeshita. That the Moshe Rabbeinu, sefer Torah, also fit into the urn. Roch by Shaloran. Now, what was the width of the Yoran? Tisha Tvachim. According to Rameya, it was 9 Tvachim wide. The Pasuk says, Amo Vachatzi Roch by. It's an Amor and a half wide. Am to Ashish. According to Rameya, the Amor was 6 Tvachim, 1. O Palgus Amto, and a half of an Amor, Tlosa, is 3. So, Mel, together you have 9. You have 9 tefachim is the width of the urn. Yeah. Now the arba luchos hayibay, you had the four luchos, shnayim shleimim and shnayim shvurim. The last two are whole, and the first two are broken. The chesiv asher shibarto v'samtem biurin is haluch. So we dashim what even the shivre luchos, the first luchos, were also put into the urn. Haluchos hayah kol echad v'echad arkan shisha tefachim. Each one was 6 tefachim long. Barachvon, again, shall the girl shisha tefachim or shloisha. Really, it's no stirum. Each luach was 3 tefachim wide. Together, it was 6. Is a mela tain rochbon shaluchais leroichboi shaloran. Put now the width, or the other way we said was length of the luchais. Kenega the rochbon of the urin. So that 6 tefachim is nishtai risham shloisha tefachim. You have 3 tefachim left over. As what we learned before was, we have them all lined up this way. This way was 15. So you had the 12 of them lined up this way, and they came out now 6. So they came out 6 tvachim. This way we're saying now was 9 tvachim. So 6 tvachim was taken up from the luchais. So you have left over, and now 3 tvachim. What do we do with the 3 tvachim? Chatzi tevach mikan lekoisel v'zeh, v'chatzi tevach mikan lekoisel v'zeh. You have to have the thickness of the koisel was a half of a tefach, and the thickness of this side of the wall was a half of a tefach. Because the measurements of 9 tefachim is only the outside of the urn, but inside of the urn was 1 tefach less. The inside was only 8 tefachim. So, come to say, we use so far 6 tefachim using up for the length of the aluchais. Utifchayim l'shilat mokem shesefer Torah munach. The extra 2 tefachim here was to give a little space to be able to take out and put in the Sefer Torah. L'shilut means to let a little barafchis, little space to move around there, to be able to take in and take out the Sefer Torah. Like you said, L'shulut. V'alki Purushin. L'shulut shetei Sefer Torah nichneses v'yotzeb revich. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah should be able to come in and go out easily. Was not a little bit tied in there, these last two tefachim left over. Left over from the length of the yarn, we said, was left over two tefachim. So